Now the next cell type is human epidermic carcinoma cells. Carcinoma means a cancer cell line. Most of these cell lines anyway are coming originally from cancer. And epidermis is from skin. These cells have been flown short-time microgravity on a sounding rocket. 6 minutes of microgravity. It's also an early experiment. I tried to show you now most easy experiments, not the complicated. They grew their cells in the presence of a so-called growth factor. They added this factor to the cell culture, and then cells are much happier, they grow much better. They had different kind of sample. They had the control without this growth factor and the samples with the growth factor. And what they measured were expression of two so-called early genes, GFOS and GUN. These are genes which are expressed within the very first minute when a cell gets activated. So these 6 minutes are enough to see this. But they made some controls. You see, this is the time of the rocket. 0 means start of microgravity time, and 6 is end of microgravity time. And they had a sample control on the ground. They didn't have a 1G. On ground, they fixed samples at when in the rocket microgravity started or when microgravity was finished 6 minutes later. In flight, it was all automatic. There were also fixed just at the start microgravity and fixed at the end of the microgravity. And here nothing happens. But why this control? Because on this launch for a sounding rocket, you have G levels and vibrations, and G levels, following depending on the type of rocket, is going up to 15 G. So it could be that these genes, they are in use already by a G load. But it was not the case. So now the samples where they had the growth factor, they had one in flight and two on ground. 6 minutes always together with the growth factor, then stopped, and then I made the analysis. And you clearly see that GFOS and GJoule, they are highly reduced in the microgravity samples. So these two genes, there is induction, but much less than on ground. So things are going on. Now we come to Daniela, and she did a lot of work, most so far all in simulated microgravity. I don't know if she's now flying first time in real space. Okay, she has human follicular thyroid carcinoma cells. Thyroid is a gland, and this can have very bad cancer, and this is one of the best. She had cells from there. And she has grown the cells for different times, 24 hours, 48 hours, and 72 hours on this random positioning machine. You remember the machine which we could not yet see the small video, thanks to technique. Okay. And this is also a nice in vitro model for solid tumors. You will just see what I mean with this. When we grow cells here in the laboratory, our cells, they sediment on the bottom of the culture flask. That's the usual thing. But when we go into space, they will not sediment. And they can aggregate, and they can form this so-called three-dimensional structure called, she calls it spheroid. So this formation is favorized in microgravity. And that's what she observed. She had these cells for 3 days, up to 3 days in a random positioning machine. Then she took the samples out. That's what she saw in the microscope. You see, nice aggregate. She calls them spheroid, like a sphere. And this is a special staining for the cell nuclei. Now this is after 2 days incubation at 37 degrees. The maximum size of this spheroid was about 0.3 micrometer, still small, but it consists of about 4,000 cells. It's like a small tumor. She then could measure metabolism in such spheroid, how metabolism works in the same way as with tissue in vivo. As same thing as happens in a body. And this she cannot do if the cells are in a monolayer. They respond in a different way. So this is really a nice model to study the metabolism of tumors. Not only cells, of tumors. And I just show you one example, what she has measured. She had measured the release or production of two different hormones in these cells. One hormone, they all have strange name, FT3, and the other FT4. And now what we have here, this yellow and red is 1G, 24 hours, 48 hours, and the same for the other hormone. And blue and green is 0G, 24 hours, and 48 hours. And we clearly see that the hormone release is significantly reduced in microgravity. So these cells, spheroids, produce less hormones in microgravity. She then observed something else. I guess Augusto already came with this word, apoptosis. This is a word, comes from the Greek, it means it's a progress of programmed cell death. A cell decides at a certain moment, if something goes on, now I die. Can happen. And she observed apoptosis in these spheroids, which she had after incubation of the cells in microgravity. So she not only found that there is less production of the hormones, but also in the same spheroid, she discovered that there are cells in an apoptosis state. How we can show that there is apoptosis? Again, she has a special color for the nucleus, and 1G, it's uniform. But in 0G, we see this dense body, so-called chromatin condensation, and this is a sign that the cell goes in apoptosis, that these cells is dying. And then there is a special stain for fragments of the DNA. When a cell goes into apoptosis, the DNA is split in a little different parts. And this we see here, but not at 1G. And also this is a typical sign, the so-called apoptotic body, which we can see very nice in the electron microscope. So these are proofs, this and this and this, that she has apoptosis in these cells, more in microgravity than at 1G. So she then concluded that these carcinoma cells, first they form spheroid, that was the first nice thing. She can do a lot of research with these spheroids. And that simulated microgravity induces apoptosis. And that the low thyroid hormone secretion, which we have seen, is explained that by the increase of apoptosis, because there are more cell death than before. And this kind of apoptosis, this has now been discovered in many, many cell types. Most of the cells studied in microgravity show apoptosis. Also, our lymphocytes, only when we had the first result, the word apoptosis for cell was not yet known. Came later. Now, something from Monica Monici, a colleague from us from Italy. She had, our porcine means from, pig, aortic endothelial cell. These are cells from which can form a blood vessel. She had them grown 72 hours again on the random positioning machine. Don't be afraid by this complicated picture. She also had measured gene expression. This is now the modern, you always measure gene expression in these cells. And she found, let me see, these are overexpression of certain compounds. They have all abbreviation, and this is less. She then found is a stronger expression of genes which are responsible for apoptosis. This P53 is known that this is responsible for apoptosis, generally in all cells. You see this is higher in microgravity. Also this FASL is here, higher in microgravity than 1G, and Pax is another one, is this. Whereas on the other side, there is less production of this gene, and this would be the good one. It's against apoptosis, but this was less produced, so this is not good for the cell. And also, there's another marker, PCNA. This is not so clear to me. But she says this is less. This is a proliferation marker to show if cells will grow, if they will multiply. Now something easier. She then has measured proliferation, means the number of cells if they grow, in the presence of first of serum, which we usually add serum. And this is a control, and this is on a random positioning machine. There is really less proliferation, and this is the concentration of serum. Doesn't matter. In simulated microgravity, the cells grow less. She added another growth factor, and it's the same story. This is hypergravity, increasing concentrations. This is the control, less. And the same for fibroblast growth factor. So she could give the cells all the good things, but it was microgravity which they didn't like. These cells have something special. They have a certain so-called autofluorescence if you irradiate them with UV and visible light. And then they show a nice fluorescence. So this is a control cell. And this blue, and is also green, which is hidden by the blue, is due to different kind of enzymes in the organelles. The blue is, I think we shouldn't go into it, just two different kind of enzymes, or part of enzymes. This is the normal cell. And these are two samples of cells grown on the random positioning machine. You see the difference. It's obvious. It's much more green, less blue, and you do almost see nicely these organelles. So the organelles are damaged. And this, the color is all, it's no more distinct, it's all diffuse. And this is another sign for apoptosis. The organelles are no more there, cell is dead, and the autofluorescence is uniformly distributed. And I think I leave out the next two. Then, these cells, they also can migrate. They are not sitting on the culture flask. When they are there, they start moving. And she can induce this migration by two different growth factors. If she puts the growth factor, the cells are moving in this direction. But they didn't. They didn't. In hypogravity, that's the concentration of one of the growth factor. In the control sample, they migrated. In microgravity, much less. And this is the same with this growth factor. So the movement of these cells was less in microgravity. Just we go to the last sample. This is now more than a unicellular organism. Augusta just showed you in the first lecture this frog egg. This egg has two parts. It has an animal pole and a vegetable pole. And this pole, there is the yolk, this is heavier. Okay, then after fertilization, the egg turns around on ground. That's always this vegetable pole is on the ground. And then it divides and it forms this so-called blastoderm. That's what, after fertilization, the egg turns around. And this then also, so here is the white part on 1G, but what happens in microgravity? The cell does no more feel gravity. And this turning also determines the position or the how then the animal develops. This can no more happen in microgravity. This is work from Gert Hubbel, in mostly in Holland, early work, but now it's in the United States. So if the egg is fertilized, it starts to divide. First division, second, and so on, until we get the blastula. I don't know how many cells are here. And if you cut this blastula in a cross section, you have here an empty space filled with fluid or so, the blastocell. And there, Gert Hubbel, now first maybe where we are in the time development of the frog, the egg, after 7 hours of fertilization, we already have the blastula. This goes down through all this tadpole, and after 12 months, we have a frog. I didn't know it took so long, but it takes so long. And what she then, she cut it, this blastula, and what she discovered was unique. This is the normal blastula from a animal developed at 1G. The blastocell is big, and you see these cells, they are quite dense together. This is the 0G sample. The space here is much less, but also the cells in this part and this part, they are not so densely packed. So then the question is, what happens then to this poor frog when the blastula has this state? In microgravity, this is not only one, most of them were. She had some strange tadpoles, but finally, when these tadpoles went through whole development, the frog was normal. So this, the explanation is, these are multicellular items, organisms. Already here we have a lot of cells. And so all these cells together, they can overcome this problem. And there was also Ken Souza in the United States. He did a lot of experiments. All the frogs at the end were normal. So no abnormal frogs in space. Okay, I think this is the end of the first lesson. We can make a short break, I guess.